Hey, everybody. This is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today, on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to increase your productivity.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And There's a really good reason we're talking about this. We've been wanting to talk about this. We know that this is something that is on most of your minds, whether you're working in a company or working on your own company or in a really large company of some kind. It doesn't matter. Productivity is something that's almost like a human desire, especially at work.
Okay.
That's where I'll start. I'm like, hey, Stelly, I think it's a human desire.
That is not what I thought you would say. So, like, my mind was wandering off in a specific direction, and you took a left turn while I was still going straight.
That's
and
awesome.
Then eventually I was like, where is Heaton? Oh, he must have taken the left turn. I kind of lost him over there.
There we go.
The human desire. What did you say? Human desire?
Yeah, we want to achieve. We want to be productive. We want to get stuff done.
Yeah.
We also want to be happy. Don't get me wrong.
No, but you know what? I mean, I fucking love this because that is actually one of the, I'm sure it's the same with you. I'm sure it's the same with most people that listen to us. If I have to identify a very big contributor to either my happiness or my lack of happiness, productivity, the feeling of productivity is really high up the list. So even when everything is going well in my, I could have a great day with lots of, or a week where lots of good things happened, where there's a lot of reasons to be happy. But if I personally didn't feel productive that week, I guarantee you I'll be unhappy, right? So feeling productive is kind of a crucial fundamental thing I need to be feeling kind of good in my own skin. Right, to feel comfortable, feel at ease.
So when you review that week, you actually think of it like that.
Yeah, but you know what it is? The crazy thing is, it is not a mental thing. It's not a, wow, I had so much fun this week. Everything went well. Let me review the week. Let me think, what is everything that happened? Then, shit, I wasn't as productive. God, and then I start like mentally making myself feel bad about it. It is literally like not showering the entire week, right? Mm. If you told me, we're going to have an amazing week. You're going to like, you know, you're going to make a bunch of money. We're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. It's going to be all these great things happening. That's all cool. But if I can't shower the entire week, it's really going to bug me, right? By day two, I'm going to feel uncomfortable. And by day four, I'm really going to be irritated by that, no matter how many great other things happen. The same thing is true for that sense of productivity. If I feel like I haven't accomplished enough, or I haven't created enough, I haven't done the things that I really wanted to do or know I'm capable of doing, no matter how many good things are happening, there's a discomfort. There's a physical sensation of discomfort that I have that I carry around with me. And I can tell what is going on with you. I can instantly go, I feel unproductive. I haven't been productive, so it's bugging me.
So I think one thing we can do is suggest that people actually consciously review their day and or their week or even their month and just gauge it and say, was I productive in my opinion? Did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? Do I feel like I was productive? Because sometimes it's like you might not accomplish what you wanted to or what you thought you were going to if you had some preconceived notions about that, but you still could be productive.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of my most productive days are the randomest days ever. And what I mean by that is ones where I took some meetings that, you know, I didn't know how they'd turn out. I didn't know if they were going to be worth it, so to speak. I just woke up and I had an empty day and all of a sudden, like I do a whole bunch of stuff. My to-do list is pretty low and I feel really productive because I accomplished things, right? And a lot of times for me, that's a lot of different things. It's like, you know, I'm not an engineer. You're not either. So it's not like we're sitting there and productivity to us means we cranked on a bunch of code. Right. And ship some stuff or, you know, whatever. I'm assuming you're not doing sales full time either. So it's not like you set up these many meetings, right. Or had these many calls, or got to the next step in your sales process with so many different customers. So, you know, one way to think about it is like, how do you define productivity for the role you're in? And I think as a manager, it's probably one of the trickiest things to figure out. It doesn't matter what level of manager, because a manager's job is management. And management is somewhat vague. So, you know, I think it's much easier in certain roles than others. And, you know, one thing I actually shared this weekend was the fact that, and I think I'm kind of weird like this, maybe, but I got a bunch of responses. I wasn't really looking for responses. I made a confession, Steli. I confessed that I actually work a lot on the weekends, and I work a lot on the weekends because I like the fact that there's less Slack and less email.
Yeah. And
just changes the game. Like even right now, like there's engineering messages coming through as I'm talking to you that I just had to close Slack because I'm like, I don't need this right now. Mm. You know, and yeah. A lot of those messages I don't look at. Like there's folks on our team that look at them, but I still see them. And I want to know what's going on, so to speak, on a like high level. So I think like for me, there's a lot of different angles to productivity. One of the biggest ones is just like for role, what does it mean to you?
I love that. I love that question as a fundamental question to start with. I think for me, there's a couple of things when I think of productivity. One, I think there's a powerful question. I don't know where I heard this, but you know, asking, but it's a question that I've been asking myself for many, many years now, maybe close to a decade. Not daily, but almost every day, where before I start jumping into tasks and to-dos and calls and meetings, I try to start my day by asking a number of questions. And one of them is usually, if I could only get one thing done today, what would be the thing that I feel like would make the biggest difference? Like, what's one thing that if I do that and nothing else, I feel like I've accomplished something significant for a reason. I had an impact. I helped to empower somebody. And you're right. As a manager, oftentimes your productivity is not measured by the units of work product that you got done or you shipped, but by how much you've helped your direct reports, your team, to produce better work and to be more productive. Like how productive is your team is really the KPI that tells you how productive you are as a manager, right? Or how effective you are as a manager. So have I helped somebody else to accomplish great things today? Have I helped somebody else to unbottleneck or get unstuck or do better work? But asking the question, what is the one thing that I feel like could make the biggest difference, is kind of a clarifying question and a tool that I found helpful. The other thing that I want to say, touching on the weekend for work, because it's a more focused, quieter time to work, is the early mornings or late nights. I often find that for most people, for me specifically, super early in the morning or super late at night, I can oftentimes be a lot more productive for the exact same reason, right? Even for better reasons sometimes, because everybody's asleep, right? So people, it's not just that people don't bother you because it's the weekend, it's they're not even conscious. Nobody's around to make any noise, any demands, or stimulate you in any way. And I know for certain, late at night is tough for people because usually they had a long day of other stuff going on. But when you can get into a routine, I've gone on and off of it many, many times. But when I'm in a routine where I wake up super early, for almost like a year, I was waking up at like 4:30, 5 a.m. The hours between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., those 4 hours were worth, you know, 15 hours during the day. Like it's just such a focus, such a clear time. But it came with the challenge that I had to go to sleep super early, like 9:30 or so, which I don't always enjoy doing. But finding the right time in the day where you can, or the right day in the week where you can do the best work can be a big help and a big hack to becoming more productive.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think one thing that, you know, really inspires me is like you said, when you have, you know, that maker time, right? There's maker versus manager, something really old from Paul Graham. We've talked about it before on the podcast as well. And that concept really hits home for me. And I really try to figure out, well, what do I do? How do I get into that sort of maker mode and make sure that I maximize my time when I do have that sort of, whether it's morning, evening, weekend, you know, whatever it is, when I have that maker time, how do I maximize it?
I love it. All right. So those are some of our tips on how to increase your productivity. Now, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Brain.fm. This is actually music that you can listen to that will help you focus more, relax more, or sleep better. This product uses science-backed music, and it actually works. Both you, Heaton, and I have used it before. I've used it mostly for focusing and doing like 2 or 3 hours of hyper-focus work, and I absolutely love it. I think this stuff really works. It really gets you into kind of a certain hyper-focused state of mind. I love listening to Brain.fm, to the kind of playlist that they have there and the music they have there. And if you guys listen to us and want to become better, be more focused, and therefore also more productive, just give it a try. You can go to brain.fm/startupchat to get 20% off your subscription of Brain.fm. Just go to brain.fm/startupchat. They have a free trial. You can play around with it. You can listen to it and see if you can really get incredible work done. I've used it for the past 2-3 weeks a ton of times, and I absolutely love it. Have you used mostly the focus one, or have you played around with the relaxing or the sleeping modes as well?
Yeah, so I have been using it for a while now, several months, and I'm actually a paying customer. And it's one of the cheapest things to get me focused. and that's, I'll call it cheap because it's only $6 a month or $40 a year. And yeah, I'm like you, where I spend most of my time using the focus sort of version of it. And the key to it is, whether it's focus, relaxation, or sleep, whatever you want, you can get, because it's science backed to focus on those things. And I used to be someone that used to play around with binaural beats, which is a sort of, you can find those on YouTube, and they kind of help you with similar things, but they're not as effective as Brain.fm. And so I actually tried Relax just a few days ago, when I just wanted to relax after I was getting off my computer and going to bed. I don't really think I want to try the sleep one quite yet, because I don't necessarily have much thought much on sleep, but we can talk about that some other time. And I tried it, and it was actually really fascinating. I did relax when I heard it. And this is something where you're just going to have to try it to believe it. So brain.fm/startupchat, 20% off, check it out. One of our sponsors and one of our favorites too. Not that we should have favorites, just because it's such a simple product and it's something that anybody can use.
Absolutely love it. Definitely check it out. This is it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
See ya.